Hey guys, we are back to finish up episode 60 this week. We're in 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 58. My name is Lena and welcome to Morning Minutes. Our series is called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. Today's teaching is called How to Live Victoriously. Every Christian I know wants to live victoriously. The struggle usually is in the how. And are you willing to give up certain things? And what does it take to live victoriously? And so that's where our minds, where God's word is, and ask him to help us and guide us. Here's what he writes, Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50 through 58. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. And we shall be changed, for this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. These last two verses, such a blessing and encouragement to me this morning. Hope to you too. How do you live victoriously? Number one, the reason we can live victoriously is because of what we know. This life is not the end. It's just the beginning. All right? That is motivation to live victoriously. This is not the end of the road. There's more to come. And if you're going through a difficult season, this is good news for you. If your life has been a difficult season, this is good news for you. If you're facing a trial that just never seems to end and you're so frustrated, maybe even it's an area of sin. We have power, but knowing what we know is what frees us to rejoice. This life is not the end, it's just the beginning. This body is not the end, it's just a passing entity. Maybe there's some things about your body you don't like, or maybe it's even a failure, a dysfunction in your body. I think of people like Johnny Erickson Tada, who became a quadriplegic at 18 and has lived her whole life in a wheelchair and yet can rejoice victoriously. Why? It's because of what she knows and who she knows. In fact, that's point number two. The reason we can live victoriously is because of who we know. So not just the facts, but the person of Jesus Christ. This person who gave everything for us. This person who's coming back for us. He gives us the victory. God gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. This Jesus who is our brother and our friend and our Savior. We know the one who overcame sin and death. So when we stare at sin and death in the face, we know that Jesus has overcome that sin and death. We don't overcome by the law. We don't overcome by our good works or our performance. We overcome because of Jesus. So the effort is not ours. The effort is his. He's done it. He lives for us. And we know the one who gave his life for us. If he gave his life for us, I love that verse in Romans chapter 8. He says, What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things, including victorious living? So we know the one who overcame sin and death and the one who gave his life for us. So we live victoriously, number one, by knowing what we know. And if you don't know, then know more. Study the word. And secondly, because of who we know. And we know love. Jesus is love. And God is love. And so because of him, we can live victoriously. And then thirdly, the reason we can live victoriously is because of who we are. Say, who are we? Well, we are children of God. We're adopted into the family of God. We shall be changed. We are being changed. We are immortal in Christ. So we're going to move from here to eternity. And we are even more steadfast and immovable. He tells us to be steadfast and immovable, but it's who we are in Christ. We have a God who sees and who rewards. We are living with a goal in mind. We can be faithful. We can be victorious. And for Paul to write these words, to be steadfast and immovable, that means he was encouraging them to do that because the temptation is to want to quit. And Paul's saying to them, you don't have to quit. We have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ over sin, over sadness, over trials. And because of that, because of what Christ has done, because of that victory, therefore, we can be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. you might feel today, can I talk heart to heart to you today? Maybe you are serving the Lord and living obediently and in the Word of God, and you feel like it's vain, it's useless. I cannot tell you how often. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I record morning minutes in group. Like I'll dedicate time to record it. And it's so easy to look at the things we do and think, who cares? It's useless. Nobody's listening, or few people are listening, or on and on. I mean, you can look at your life. You can be maybe a stay-at-home mom or dad, or maybe you work in an office and you think, man, what am I doing with my life? Listen, everything you're doing, do it for the glory of God, and recognize that your labor, if it's done for the glory of God, is not in vain. I don't tell you this to make you feel better about this day. I tell you this because it's the truth of God's word. God has promised us. He sees our motives. He sees our hearts. He gives us the power to live each day victoriously, to rejoice in hope, to be patient in tribulation, to pray always, and to know with confidence that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So keep that in mind today as you hit the tasks that you have on your to-do list and the relationships that are in your life. And let's rejoice together that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. And let us come back for more tomorrow. We've got 1 week, not tomorrow, but next week. We've got 1 week to go and we'll be done with 1 Corinthians. And wow, it's been an awesome time to be with you, but we're not quite done yet. So see you soon.